Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
Hello and welcome to episode 146 of Online Marketing and Communications. It's April the 19th, 2015. Liverpool Football Club have just lost to Aston Villa in the FA Cup semi-finals. I'm gutted. The dogs are outraged, despite sleeping soundly through the whole match under the desk. How do we recover? Let's record a podcast. Last week, after I'd been away in France for a couple of weeks, I drove all the way up from just outside Bordeaux to here in Stockholm. It took me a long way because I went via Unser, and I'd actually been down to Toulouse the day before I left. So I think I drove something like 3,500 kilometers to get back. So I haven't had much time for podcasting down there in France, renovating my house. And the sound is not great there. I don't have my studio. That's up here in Sweden. But when I got back, what I found was an email message waiting for me from Gerben van Dijk in Holland. And it wasn't just an email message. It was a video to myself about the show. I was absolutely amazed. It blew me away. I've never had such feedback about the show, a video feedback. And in fact, I'm going to put a link to Gerben's website and to the video just because I'm blown away. It was brilliant. I really, really loved it. And I have to say, dank je wel. Dat was fantastisch. Je bent geweldig. Ja, mijn Nederlands is verschrikkelijk. Ik weet. Maar hey, what the hell? I thought I had to try in Dutch and say thank you. Long time ago. I didn't need Dutch. But dankjewel. Dat was fantastisch. Was really, really touched. But on with the show. And today I'm going to be talking about what do you do if your website, if you really feel that your website marketing is sucking, if it's failing, if you're desolate that it's not working. Let's find out. You might get that dispiriting sensation, that feeling that, well, I've been investing money in a website and in being on social media and nothing is working for us, that we're not getting enough leads or conversions. And that can be a really frustrating experience because, of course, we're in business to make money. No matter how much we enjoy what we do, we've still got to make it go around and make a profit. One of the things that I see when clients come to us at Moondog is that people often make an assumption about what is wrong with their marketing before even understanding it themselves. For example, they'll come along and say, "So John, we really think we need a new website design to be more up to date, to look more current, to communicate our message." And the thing that I always ask these people is, my favorite question is always, what is your goal? What do you want to achieve with your marketing? Why are you doing this? But my next question is always, have you audited, have you analyzed how your site, how your online marketing is performing? Now, when you're in high school or maybe at university, if you read literature, you know, teachers, lecturers, they always want you to analyze, to dig deep into the text to work out the key message that when you were going to formulate your thesis, your argument, that you really had evidence to base the argument that you were putting forward on. I always like to say that I am the Hercule Poirot from Agatha Christie there, that I want evidence to get my grey cells working. And I think if you start fearing and noticing that your marketing isn't working, you really need to go back to that analysis stage. You need to audit what you're doing. You don't want to rush to make action in terms of, I want to put all my money in conversion, or I want to put all my money in a new design. You really need to understand what's not working first before you make changes. Making an audit, making a website audit, is something that we do, of course, for clients when we start jobs. And we always ask to have access to the Google Analytics so we can see exactly how much traffic a website is getting, what kind of traffic they're getting, whereabouts is it from, What's the bounce rate of that traffic? Does it leave almost instantly? Which pages does the traffic go to the most? And what's the action that it takes on those pages? Do they bounce away? Where do they click? That we spend time really looking into the behavior of visitors to a website. And of course, this is also part of social media, because even the great thing with Google Analytics is that you can use it to measure social. You can see how the tweets, the messages that you're putting out there on social media are bringing people back to your site, how they're engaging, what they're doing on your site. I mean, this is what we are so lucky as marketers today in the 21st century. You know, how would Don in Mad Men be doing with data analysis? So yes, are you analyzing? Are you auditing what you're doing? One of the really key indicators, I think, is have you actually got traffic in the first place? It's quite interesting when we talk to clients as we start the audit process. They might send us their website. They'll show us the analytics and we'll go in. And you have an estimated idea. You have an idea of, well, this looks a pretty good website. They've probably got plenty of traffic. And it's not until you go under the hood, so to speak, that you really see the amount of traffic they're getting. And if traffic is low, no wonder you're not going to get very many leads or people further into your sales funnel. If there's hardly any traffic at all, you know, I suppose between 1-3% conversion of website traffic is about industry standard, I think. It's what we see across most of the customers. They're around about, if they're doing well, 3-5%. But actual conversion is never very much. Of course, we're always looking to improve that. But if your web traffic is so small, you're not going to be getting very many people or businesses converting with you, taking the action that you want, because the actual traffic is so low. So your marketing action there could be to let's go out and get more traffic. The quickest way to get more traffic is, big drum roll, to pay for it. Pay-per-click traffic. And I know this can be frustrating. You don't want to spend money getting people to your website. But actually, it is a really good thing to do to assess the quality of your site. Let's say that you've not got very much traffic to your site, you know, it really depends on the kind of business you're in. But let's say that you've got less than 1,000 visitors to your website a week. You're a consultant, a small shop, and you've got so little traffic and you're perhaps getting one customer a month from your website. It's not until you really get a major spike in traffic, a sustained spike in traffic, that you're going to know whether the site that your designer or you yourselves put together is converting. Because it could be that 1% of 1,000 could be 10. You know, if we really exponentially increase the traffic. Google AdWords is a great way of getting more traffic. Facebook advertising is a good way of getting more traffic. Twitter advertising is a good way of getting more traffic. The spend on this can be, if you're a small business, can be a challenge. So, for example, we ran a campaign at the start of the year where we were doing website audits. We were offering website audits for free, and we spent about 10,000 crowns on that. Not sure what that is in dollars. I can pause and check. And we're back. Yes, that's $1,156 as of today. And if we want to put it into euros for all of us here in Europe, that is going to be 1,070 euros. So we spent that on a month on a campaign to get customers. And we did see a real spike in traffic. We saw a weekly increase of about 4,000 visitors to the website through Google AdWords. And that was pretty good, I thought. That was pretty good. And we were able to see what parts of our sales funnel were working, what parts weren't working to generate some leads. So a traffic injection or a traffic boost is a good place to start if you've got low traffic to your site. Because you'll see that, well, even though we've got more people coming, they're not taking the action that we wanted. Now, the trouble is that, as you might be thinking, that's quite an investment to discover that something's not working. Well, if that's the case, then reduce your spend and work with smaller figures before you take a decision. It depends on the size of your business, but really, you know, 1,000 more visitors to your website will give you some indication, but the bigger the number, the better indication you're going to get of how your site is working. If you are getting plenty of traffic and conversion is still way down, well, that's a different matter. That's where you start to ask different questions. So, for example, are they the wrong kind of audience? One thing that I see on Moondog Marketing website is that I get a lot of traffic for people who are looking for answers to podcasting questions, who want to know about great microphones, who want help with podcasting. Yes, I'll help people with that for a charge. I am available for bits of podcasting consulting, but we are primarily a marketing agency. So that traffic, if you like, is not the main kind of traffic that we are looking to convert. Podcast consulting does not pay as much as a 3-month sprint to go in and help a company market their app, etc., etc., or build a new website or roll out a new marketing strategy. Look at your business. What kind of conversions are you looking for? It could well be that the traffic you've got to that's coming to your site is the wrong audience, that the keywords, the pages in your website that rank pretty well in the search engine results, whether it's in Bing or Google, or perhaps are being regularly retweeted, perhaps those posts aren't doing well enough with the traffic that you're bringing into your site in terms of your overall business. What's the use in having 10,000 visitors a year looking for help with podcasting if that doesn't make your business go round? What's the use in having 50,000 people come to your one page on how to submit a tax form when really you're selling something else completely unrelated? Okay, it's Sunday evening and Liverpool lost, as I said, so I'm struggling for examples here, but you get the point here. Your traffic has to be aligned with the key messages, the key value proposition, the key sales items, the widgets, the services that you're selling. It all has to be strategically aligned, targeted traffic to convert. Now, if it is, if you get people coming to your website, go online and ask Google a problem. People buy when they are looking for problems that they've got to be solved. I was looking today for the best kind of Hoover for dog owners. My Dyson Hoover is dying after 4 years, not being super happy with it. So I was online with that problem of what's the best kind of Hoover for dog owners. If you've got that targeted traffic who land on your page, and you've got a page on your website that is the best Hoover for dog owners, and then if you're actually selling the Hoovers, and you can see that people come there, spend time, click to your purchase button, but don't follow through, then you've got conversion issues. Then it could be the text that you're using. It could be that the page load time of your website is too slow. It could be that your site's not optimized for mobile. It could be that you've got the button in the wrong place. It could be that the colours of your site, the branding, are all wrong and that, well, I don't really trust you, so I'm not going to purchase from you. It could be that there's no personality on your site, that you're a small business specialising in Hoovers to Basset owners, Basset hounds here in the doghouse studio, 3 of them all asleep under the desk, snoring away, but a little bit whiffy. If I don't see who you are, maybe that's an important factor. And that's where you need to start testing for conversion. In earlier shows, I've talked about split testing, trying different colours of button, trying different kinds of text. Split testing is the best way of checking for conversion. You wouldn't want to rush to a major website redesign until you've tested that sales point. You need to look for points of friction within your sales funnel online before making a major investment in a rebranding or a new overall design. The failures in your marketing could actually be that your site is not optimized in terms of the sales funnel itself. It could be small micro changes to your site that yield the results that you're looking for. Now, getting people to work with you on conversion optimization can be just as expensive as, or if not more expensive than, web design. But why change your branding? Branding that could really be working for you if it's the pages, the sales pages themselves that aren't converting. So I've talked about traffic. I've talked about testing for conversion. I've talked a little bit about technology. Maybe your site's not mobile optimized. Maybe your site looks dreadful on 27-inch screens. If your marketing is not working, don't rush to make major investments. Use a strategic approach to go through a process of, have I got enough traffic? Is the traffic that's coming to my website the right kind of traffic? Is my website offering the right kind of sales process or contact process that my target audience is looking for? If not, I better be working out. I better be testing to see that I'm getting those results. If you get to the point that you see, I've got the traffic, we've got the targeted landing pages, we've got people spending time there, and they're still not purchasing, then it could well be that it's time to really start at the beginning and sketch out your sales funnel to really look at how we could optimize the sales funnel every step of the way to get those conversions. Finally, before you rush off to invest in conversion optimization or a redesign, have you thought about asking your audience why you're failing online? Of course, I wouldn't put it exactly like that. You want to think out your questions very carefully, but surveying your audience, surveying the visitors to your website is extremely valuable. Now, be aware that any data that you collect is, of course, only going to be a percentage of the visitors to your site. It could well be that the others that don't actually complete the survey have completely different ideas, and you could be recreating your site for just one particular group, the group that actually give you feedback. However, feedback does give you valuable information. Having an insight into what people think about your site is actually incredibly important. We're doing this right now for a client, and we're using Typeform. Link in the show notes. Typeform is a really, really nice form for, well, sales, for contact. We use it at moondogmarketing.com/contact for our contact form when we want people to contact us about working with us. But it's also really good for surveys. We're using it with a client, a Swedish client at the moment, to collect a bunch of feedback from visitors to their site. Really, really recommend that. And it's worth trying. SurveyMonkey is another great way of getting collecting feedback. And of course, Woofoo is also very nice. Woofoo forms. And I'll put links in the show notes over at moondogmarketing.com/146. Numerals. Good ways of getting feedback from visitors to your website. So that's what occurs to me in terms of what you could be doing when your marketing with your website is really struggling. Be strategic and start off by asking questions. Analyze, audit. If you can't do it yourself, get other people to do it. Hire Moondog to do it, if you like. Get that data. When you've got an audit, when you've got that data together about how you're performing, then start to ask questions. Then start to look at, well, okay, it's the traffic that wasn't the good thing, or it's the drop-off rate on this particular page that wasn't the good thing. The audit, spending time before you rush to action, is a really, really important thing to do. It's a bit like, go back to high school, being handed a big fat book by a really well-established author, and you were told by your teacher to go write an analysis of it, and you rushed home and you wrote the analysis just skipping through the text that you hadn't read it thoroughly. It's the same with your online marketing, with your website. Go through it thoroughly analyze it, audit it, be as thorough as possible, and then start to think about taking the action that will take your marketing and make it succeed. If you've got any comments or questions, feedback, do get in touch. You can reach me on Twitter at John Buskell, JONBUSCALL, or just go along to moondogmarketing.com/contact and you'll find the contact form, and you can just send me a message straight through that and it'll come through me via the website. We no longer have comments on the blog. Ditched that when we moved over to Moondog Marketing from Jontis Media there, when we relaunched the company in January. Haven't missed having blog comments at all, and I really enjoy the interaction on Twitter. If you're not following me, do follow me on Twitter, John Buskell. Be nice to connect and say hello. So that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back with another episode very soon.
Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
As always, recorded in the Doghouse Studio. For more, visit moondogmarketing.com.